Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Booker T and the MGs. That's Green Onions, that song. Nicole Galinas is our guest, our good friend. She's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, contributor to the City Journal. Her columns are available there at both of those publications, both those websites, manhattaninstitute.com, right? On Manhattan-Institute.
Yeah, Manhattan-Institute.org.
.org, that's there you go. Yeah. And then City Journal.
Right, same idea, city-journal.org.
So check that out, folks. And also her book, After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington, one of my favorites. Nicole, you were saying something that I wanted you to finish and went to the break, and that was about the fact that a lot of these companies that appear to have all this valuation still haven't made any money. That's been going on for some time. In fact, when you said that, it reminded me of what happened in 1999 and 2000.
Yeah,
the dot-bomb era. Are we moving back towards something like that? With could we have that kind of a scenario again?
Well, you certainly could. I mean, you look at a company like Uber, and it would be one thing if they were losing all this money, but they had some kind of path to profitability where they're making big investments in a product that's going to pay off, and the investors want to be part of these investments. And so they're, you know, once it's done and once it's completed, they'll release the product and they'll be making big profits. But that's not really the case. They lose this money because they subsidize the rides. Every time someone takes an Uber ride, Uber loses money. They underprice the rides because otherwise no one can afford to ride around in the car. And they also subsidize the drivers. Now, the drivers are angry recently because the subsidies are falling. And you can see why they're angry, because it used to be a much smaller market for for-hire cars.
Right.
The taxi drivers and the black car drivers would be paid more. And now there's more drivers. They're all getting paid less, and the business, no one has really improved the business. I mean, yeah, it's nice that you can.
But back to the issue with the dot bomb comparison. Surely we learned something in those days, and of course, if these companies haven't gone public, then there's no problem with. I mean, if they collapse, they collapse, and it won't. It'll take down their investors. Speaking of a collapse, you know that I'm concerned about Wall Street, about the Dow Jones, for example, and the S&P and the others being in bubble territory, and that any kind of an upset, a failure on the political scene, an attack, or something else that could happen, could cause the stock market to have a major correction, which would because of their position in the marketplace, would set back the economy and hurt Main Street businesses before we even get to play in the game. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, I think one of the big risks is that the recovery has been based on debt. You know, interest rates were close to zero from 2008 to last year, and the Fed started raising rates, but very, very slowly. And they're still very low. They're still, the benchmark interest rate is still below 1%. And so the auto industry, for example, the auto industry has had a very good decade almost from recovery from 2009 up until early this year. It was doing very well. But why is it doing well? People can get 6-7 year car loans for low interest rates.
Right.
And so they're borrowing all this money to buy a big car. And gas prices are low, and people don't seem to have learned their lesson. It's kind of like, well, gas prices are low, so I'm going to spend all the money I save on low gas prices on more gas. And people buying these big trucks, you know, big SUVs, big pickup trucks, and not trying to economize. What happens when gas prices go back up?
Or when the interest rates go back up.
Right, these things go in cycles.
But that is a natural recession type of a trigger. I'm talking about unnatural triggers that are based on some event that's as emotional as the run up to 21,000 was, And it's not a rational, it's not a reaction to what consumers are doing. It's a reaction to some kind of world event or government situation, and it causes a correction that happens almost overnight, and then hurts Main Street.
Well, I think the event really is just that people realize this economy is based on unsustainable debt. You know,
yeah.
People, the housing market is back to where it was mm-hmm. when it collapsed.
So we've learned nothing from 2008. Is that what you're saying?
We've had an economy that's based on cheap debt.
Yeah.
For 35 years now, and we never wanted to.
But you know what, Nicole? It's not like that out here on Main Street. Small businesses' balance sheets are cleaner than they've ever been.
Right, but their customers are highly.
That may be true. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will. You too.
Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen, with Manhattan Institute. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.